Rebecca and three children live in the cabin here from 1767 to 8. Other families of the clan joined them nearby. Daniel began making hunting trips across the mountains to where the town named for him now sits. From here, he also made his initial long hunt into today's eastern Kentucky over the winter, where he saw his first buffalo. On returning, he moved the family again across the Yadkin to the hill above its juncture with Beaver Creek, where he built a new cabin. That site is not visible to the public. John Findlay appeared on the hill in 1769 as a peddler leading a horse laden with goods. The two, along with Boone's brother Squire Jr., brother-in-law John Stewart, and three others, decided to explore the gap Findlay told Boone about years earlier. Two long, parallel mountains blocked the way from Virginia into central Kentucky. Uasioto, renamed the Cumberland Gap, is the only gap that lined up with another in the western mountain. After a half year of hunting nearly to today's Cincinnati, Ohio, Boone and Stewart were captured by Shawnees. These took most of the pelts they had gathered. Early sources say robbed, but in the native view, Boone and his party were stealing. The Shawnees left them one gun and just enough supplies to get 360 miles home, reportedly saying, "Now, brothers, go home. Don't come here anymore, for this is the Indians' hunting ground, and all the animal skins and furs are ours." The two doubled back anyway, only to be recaptured, but escape. After meeting up with Squire and others who were bringing supplies, they returned to hunting, but Findlay had had enough and went home. At one point when Squire took pelts back to sell, Daniel spent months alone wandering Kentucky. Stewart disappeared. Not until March 1771 did the Boone men go home, only to have Cherokees take their goods. Combined with an earlier theft, half of their spoils from 24 months had been reclaimed, and Boone remained in debt for the supplies. This would become a constant theme in his life. Boone was described by Judge Richard Henderson as having more suits entered against him for debt than any other man of his day, though he may have been teasing. Henderson had befriended Boone years earlier, which may explain why Boone did not join protesters against the colonial North Carolina government called the Regulators. Henderson was one of their targets. Continue down to the audio clip under Moving to Kentucky.